This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A cardinal rule of advertising would seem to be this: emphasize the good things about your company and play down the bad things. And so we were a little surprised by the advertising column in Tuesday's New York Times, which referred to a new campaign by the popular shoe company Steve Madden. There are a series of print ads coming using the tagline, "Steve Returns Spring 2005. And where has company founder Steve Madden been? In prison, on stock fraud charges for about 3 years. This is an advertising tactic we wanted to discuss with Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson. Seth, first, please tell us more about where Steve Madden has been.
He's been in federal prison in Florida on stock fraud charges since September of 2002. And it appears that sometime this spring he'll be released to a halfway house in New York.
And for those who don't know the brand, who's the target audience, and are they likely to have known that he was in prison in the first place?
I'd say that Steve Madden's biggest consumers are young women and teenage girls who are looking for stylish shoes. And if I had to guess, I'd say most of them would be unaware that Steve Madden was in prison.
And so what's your assessment? One of the print ads contains this line, a new meaning for the word springtime. Is this a good idea to call attention to Steve Madden's incarceration and he's being sprung?
Well, one of the quickest and cheapest ways to get press and attention for your brand these days is to get it sort of tied up with a celebrity. And the other thing these days is that famous and infamous is sort of the same thing. We've seen it with Paris Hilton and with Martha Stewart, where even bad publicity can make your marketing value go through the roof. So I do think it's a successful strategy for Steve Madden. Not only are they trying to make Steve Madden a celebrity in himself to give them a little bit of a celebrity factor to the brand, but they're also creating a brand story that will help consumers remember the brand. Oh yeah, those are the shoes with the guy who was in jail. Now, I don't think they would have tried to play up a celebrity while he was still in jail. But now that he's coming out, I think it's a fun story they can sort of play around with.
Well, obviously, Martha Stewart seems to be enjoying a lot of public support after her prison sentence, but it's hard to imagine this tactic working for, say, Enron in the event that its leaders go to prison, or I don't know, maybe it could.
I don't think it would really work for Enron. The charges they were up on are sort of tied up with the actual job and they were doing and the service they provided. But it's okay if your shoes were designed by a felon, because that has no real bearing on you as a consumer. You need to trust the people you invest with, but for fun consumer products, a bad boy image is really perfectly okay.
Are you suggesting, perhaps, Seth, that we're going to see a run on kind of high-paying jobs for ex-cons who can rent themselves out when they get out and say, hey, I'm picking up this brand here and I'm giving it street cred because you know I'm a tough guy?
Absolutely. That's my next career move, Alex. I'm going to jail next week, and when I get out, you'll be seeing a few new products from me.
Opinion and analysis from Seth Stevenson, who writes the Ad Report Card column for our partners at Slate Magazine, at least when he's out and about. Thank you, Seth.
Thanks, Alex.